Boston, Massachusetts.
The garbage is coming. The garbage is coming.
We're going to be there this weekend, Saturday night, April 27th, at the Wilbur Theater. Grab some tickets for the Late Show.
Oh, baby. It's stand-up comedy, plus we play AYG with the crowd. It's a good time. You've seen the clips. All tickets available at areyougarbage.com.
Yeah.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find that they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
But they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here at Tootie's in the new edition. She's upstairs making a fresh batch of Chex Mix.
Okay.
Hit you in about 20 minutes.
Can't wait.
So be careful with it. It's a little strong. Fair enough.
Okay.
My co-host is coming. I just wrote that one, by the way. God damn it. I was put on the spot. I had a business call before this. BLT.
Sure.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage. He is an international businessman and my best pal in the whole wide world. Give it up for KJ. Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking. Then obviously the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. You go over there, you get up to 3 bajillion hours worth of content now.
Ooh. How about a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Band, makes us all look good. Works ones, twos, threes, fours, crosses, T's, dots, I's. It's T-Bone McScruffin's Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
Hey, bud.
I'm stoked. We got one of my favorite dudes
one
in
of the
life
best.
In here.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious guy. Last time we hung out was in Vegas. We were playing Let It Ride. I didn't know how to play, and I was jamming the whole table up.
This guy stinks.
I got a goddamn mortgage, Toby. Gang, the long hair ain't lying, because we couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest mm-hmm. back with us again today. He's a good pal of the show. You know him. You love him. He's one of the best. He's got a brand new podcast entitled Soder that you got to check out, and he's got a brand new special over there on his YouTube page, On the Road. Give it up for the truly one, the only, Mr. Dan Soder, everybody.
Hey. Is this Four Time Club?
Four Time Club.
I think it's more, no?
No, I think it's Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Yes,
okay.
Four Time.
Let's ride. Woo!
This is your second one in the edition, and you had two in the...
Well, I had one.
He had one on Zoom.
One on Zoom and one in the basement.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
There you go.
Four Timers Club.
Well, Mr.
Steve
Martin.
There's very few that are up there with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
There'll be no robe given.
No, that would be cool, though.
It would be cool.
Just saying. Kind of wouldn't mind. It should be a shitty robe.
Yeah, it like should be a hospital gown
yeah,
or something. Yeah,
like a Holiday Inn one mm-hmm. that you're like, this is scratchy and it's got herpes on it.
Do you do the robe when you get somewhere, even
no,
in a nice place?
No.
No, I don't touch
you
it.
Know, that's only for people that do a lot of sex stuff.
Yeah, which
that's
ain't
not
me.
People that are relaxing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like stuff you can't wash out is in those.
Are you a robe man at all?
No.
Even at home?
No.
Slippers?
Slippers, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Slippers where? Slippers... On the foot of the bed, like Leave It to Beaver?
I wish. I usually do slippers, like, if I'm going barefoot in the winter and I want to, you know, get my feet toasty
mm-hmm.
and then pull them out. But then I also have the hard bottoms because you never know when you have to run.
Okay.
So I don't have, like, fancy slippers I have.
Are you doing these outside?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Go,
the rubber hits the road.
Sometimes I need to go to 7-Eleven to get a Gatorade.
Steel-toe slippers.
Yeah. I got Red Wing slippers.
But are they the ones that have the fuzzy on the inside?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're nice. They look like Docksiders.
Yeah, you're sticking your feet into pillows.
Yeah, that's all right.
But then, what, you know.
Those get kicking.
Yeah, real garbage move. You wear them down to where they're just matted.
Oh, yeah.
There's just none.
It's like a dead dog.
Uh-huh. It's like an office. Carpeting
yeah.
in there.
You look like it starts, your slippers get alopecia and they start getting bald in chunks. And you're like, look at this.
It's between your toes
yeah.
and stuff when you pull it out.
Slippers got ringworm.
Yeah, dude. It's gross. Like wrestling mats in high school.
I can't remember. What are you sleeping? You're no robe guy.
I'm just undies.
Just undies. Boxers.
Yeah, just boxer briefs.
Okay.
Briefs. Boxer
but
briefs.
On the road, basketball shorts, boxer briefs.
Just in case.
Let's say someone breaks in. You gotta be ready.
Karate
you gotta,
moves.
You gotta be in case a game breaks out.
You have no idea. Yeah, dude, they might need me.
I might be playing knockout.
We
or something.
We might be running fives. But yeah, I'll. The road I can't trust.
Do you have any? I'm right there with you. Do you have any hotel hacks or kind of traditions that you do or things that you figured out? Do you use the safe at all?
No, don't use the safe. do have in my backpack a bag clip for chips for the curtains.
Whoa.
Really?
Because someone
taught
me
that. They don't get there.
Because sometimes they don't. Sometimes you'll do it and they keep moving. Or you'll try to fold them over. And you're like, what the fuck? But bag chip, you just line them up and...
And then, what do you think? Someone's peeking or someone sees you're in there?
No,
or
I just
not
I just want the room dark so I can sleep late.
So you're...
Because hotel, I do every lock imaginable.
Sure.
And when I'm in there, I'm in my little, you know, I'm in my chamber.
Sure.
So I want to sleep.
The masturbatorium.
So, yeah. I'm jacking, full jack. But then I apply back the boxer briefs and the basketball shorts.
For sleep time.
Yeah. That's my armor. My sleep armor.
It's my magic cloak.
Yeah.
But is the lights out for security purposes or for that's the way you need to sleep?
That's just the way I like to sleep.
You need to sleep in complete darkness.
Well, here's the thing about the road. Sometimes the sun will come through and hit you because
sure.
you don't know. Your apartment, you know where the sun hits
sure.
in the bedroom. Sometimes on the road, I've had slivers of light hit me. Fucks you up.
It gets you up.
And the road is for sleeping in.
Because he has a theory. When I'm in a hotel room, I'm too unrelaxed and too scared to sleep. So I leave the TV on and some lights on around, so there's
light.
Is
this for ghosts?
A little
ghost
bit.
Ghost and or burglars.
Somebody breaking in.
Bad guys.
Bad guys.
Yeah. Bad actors.
Russian terrorists
ops.
Trying to take
worry
over
about
the
ops coming
got
to get
ops
you.
Got the ops going crazy, dude.
Your ops going
the
crazy.
The boss has the ops going crazy.
So I would understand. Here's what I'll say. I'll meet you halfway.
Okay.
TV for the ghost.
Okay.
I'm not trying.
TV's for the, yes, TV's the ghost.
I'm not trying to have the TV off and see a child in a sailor's outfit standing
my
by the door.
God.
Because I'll tell you what.
There's not even that.
Nothing wrecks a Jack weekend more than a ghost. I was at the port in Baltimore, and they put you at a historical site. It's a hotel across the way.
I don't like any of that.
And it's, I walked in, and I saw a historical site, and I went, 100% haunted.
Yeah.
And then I went.
I'd rather sleep in an Indian burial ground.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck
that's what
that.
It feels.
Yeah.
And then I went. I got one jerk the whole weekend because I just felt bad. Like, what
it
if
was
this,
in the pool?
Yeah. What if this ghost is just sitting there, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
I slipped off a ladder and broke my neck, and now he's got to watch me be like, oh fuck.
Yeah, but he keeps it dark in there because he thinks that that's even ground. If somebody breaks in, it's all dark, and he has a better chance of fighting.
You're daredevil
style. I'd
want
to see them, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you're trapped in here with me.
Also, I've had longer...
Fucking Rorschach over here.
I've had longer to adjust to the dark than they do.
Yeah, you know, your eyes
mean?
Are adjusted.
I'm in night vision.
It would
dude.
Be great if you did have night vision. We're like...
Now you're all...
You green, and the guy's like... Fuck! Trying to find the dresser to get your wallet. Well, because there's like videos. I've seen,
I got the thermo cam. Yeah.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, I've been waiting for you. I've seen online videos of like people trying to break in with like
with
a
the
thing.
Hanger. I've seen those too, and those little things that people bring with them.
Yeah. That's
like
propaganda.
This lock, that lock. It's like a thing that slides in there.
But what are they gonna break in and kill you?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Well, I think what they're
so
doing
they're
is
so they're gonna go up to the fifth floor of a building, go to the middle of the and then just murder you and walk away.
I don't
sure.
know. I've never seen good security at a Hyatt.
No. I welcome intruders.
Yeah, I know. You just sit there. You sleep upside down like a bat. You're like, I've been waiting, and the guy's like, wrong room.
I'm hanging from the shower curtain.
I'm sorry. I thought you were an insurance salesman.
I hope this is the worth of the price of your soul.
Yeah. And then you're just at the club with bags under your eyes. And you're like, what's wrong? And you're like, I waited all night for prey. Yeah, I like to chip clip the curtains.
Does it? Oh, that's crazy. Did you chip buy it just crazy. For that, or did you take it from the house?
Yeah, you wait for your Nana to die, and then you take, you get take that five of them. And you
can take, somebody finally eat this big bag of pretzels?
Yeah, and you go, or I'm going to have permanent darkness. My bat cave.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Were you a chip clip family when they hit the scene back in the day?
Trish was all about making things last as long as possible.
Sure.
Okay.
So chip clips were.
Were they the name? Were they the actual clips or
no.
just clothespins?
They were just the. They weren't clothespins, but they weren't the like.
Name brand chip clip.
No.
The yellow with the red text.
It was the ones at the dollar store,
gotcha.
Not the.
They didn't have enough bite. All
yeah.
Time.
Oh, they would always loosen and slip. They would slip out.
The good ones had that little rubber strip on the inside.
Or the teeth. Yeah. When you went to your rich friend's house, you're like, all right, you got
it was
teeth.
Like, it was like comb plastic.
Yeah.
It wasn't the thin plastic.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah,
thick.
We would get the ones that you would like that would be at the checkout aisle at King Supers
sure.
where she would just be like, oh, chip clips.
My girl uses them, which actually works out pretty well. Those black things for papers.
The binder clips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
Those
we
are
got
big.
Tons of them around.
Yeah.
I was also, I had somebody used scotch tape.
What?
Yeah.
And that's wild because that's going to come unstuck and then you're just.
It was impossible. The grease from a bag of Dorito, yeah. The Dorito dust gets on that tape. It's not binding anymore.
Now, let me ask you this.
I'm here.
Did you guys ever do the 30 small bags of chips?
Oh, yeah, the variety pack?
Well documented.
Buddy, we used to crush those on Sunday, hit the Fritos, hit the Doritos.
But then what was always left?
The rest of the week, fucking chips and pretzels. Brutal.
All that was left was Lay's Original.
Oh, man.
And then by the end, you're like, I'm begging my mom to get a new box to get Cheetos and Doritos. And she's like, you got chips. And you're like, fuck.
That's a rough Thursday and Friday, let me tell you. It's like working in the mines.
They're never enough of the potato, the Lay's. They were never,
you'd open it and be like, four.
I have to eat six of these?
Or always crushed.
Yeah.
And you're like, God damn it. But great for popping. You could grab it and then...
Yeah.
They were unbelievable.
Same thing with the juice boxes. We used to do that, too. We'd blow air into them and then step on them.
Those were unbelievable. Were you guys Capri Suns?
I was still very expensive when I was a kid.
Same. I never got Capri Suns. The big buy for us was Pepsis. I would have Pepsis at home.
Cans or bottles?
Cans.
Cans.
So I love to this day a Pepsi out of a can. I want Coke out of a bottle, but cans of Pepsi. Because you could buy like a whole. My mom's boyfriend.
You just buy the cube. They came in 30. The Pepsis came in 30 packs.
Yeah,
the
like
cube.
Keystone.
Yeah.
Like Keystone Lights.
Get a couple of racks.
Yeah, mom, want to grab a rack of Pepsi?
RC Party Ball.
Yeah. RC was all right. Big K. Did you guys ever have Big
no.
K?
No.
Big K was like the cheap soda. They had it at my daycare.
Ours was RC. The cheaper was the RC.
Soda's
for us.
At daycare.
What was that?
What the fuck?
Here was the thing. The daycare was a. The daycare was an athletic club.
Sponsored by Monster Jam.
It was a gym that had a room that people would just send their kids to after school.
Ooh.
But the Big K machine, you could stick your arm in the back and fucking
and yank
them
out
the back. An older kid taught us that, and an older kid would get the young kids with the little arms.
Get in there.
Sure.
Dude, Lemon Lime Big K, to this day, I would say it's better than Sprite.
That's really? Pretty good.
But that's nostalgia.
Speaking of variety packs, we never had this, but I was always envious of them. The little boxes of cereal that were a variety pack.
So
Fruit Loops, the Apple Jacks.
They sucked.
They were like a version of the real thing.
It was a key bump of the product.
Give me the full keys.
But there was something enticing about it.
I know.
It looked cool.
We have those at our apartment right now.
Really?
And we have a Fruit Loop and a Cocoa Krispies that have been there for like 3 months.
Where do they come from?
Katie bought them.
Just like bought the stack and they're just there.
She's like, I got a variety pack. I'm like, why? We can buy big boxes of cereal now. And she was like,
because they're cool.
Know.
They're fun to have.
They're a little novelty.
You see when you walk into a diner as a kid and you see one of those, a couple of those on top of like the toaster where the bread was.
Yeah.
You knew you were getting eggs and pancakes, but something about those Fruit Loops looked real good.
When I would go to work with my dad when he worked at Dan's Liquors in Mill Valley in California, he would go across the street to get coffee before he'd open the liquor store and they had that above. And I'd be like, some days I'd be like, Can I get some Fruit Loops?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, all right, you can get some Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
But then he'd be like, oh, you just eat it in the box. Do you remember that?
Somebody said there they came with the wax thing. You would put milk in there, right?
I feel like that started at a certain point, I think, when you guys were kids. When I was a kid, it was known that you pour it into a bowl.
Yeah, ours was you could flatten the middle of the cardboard thing and then open the wax paper and kind of line it and have it as a bowl of cereal, which real MacGyver shit.
Didn't Coors Light do that too? Didn't they have a case where
they got in the cereal game?
Yeah, that would be great. The mountains are blue. The cereal's good.
Damn, those guys are innovators.
Yeah, Pete Coors, what won't you think of?
New Banquet O's.
Yeah.
Little mugs of beer as marshmallows. Yeah.
That's actually bad.
They turn blue when the milk's cold enough?
Run that back, Coors.
It's not bad. No, they used to have a case of beer that you could buy that if you opened it a certain way, it would turn into basically...
Like a cooler?
Like a cooler. You could dump ice right in there.
I like that.
So, all right.
I remember back in the day, I'm sure they still do it in some markets. Coors Light did. That was like that was the big beer in high school and college. And they did these cooler packs. There were six packs. There were 36 packs. They came in a cooler, fully zipped up.
Love that.
It was like the soft cooler you could take to the beach. You could put fucking whatever in there. Man.
High school and college for us, Coors Light was too expensive. So you would get Keystone Light.
Mm-hmm.
Keystone Light was dented Coors Light.
The bottom
cans.
Of the barrel. That's what it was spun as. It's the last 10% of the barrel.
Or also it fell off in the thing. Because you could always find a huge dent on a Keystone Light thing. But buddy... Still worked.
There was nothing.
Still got you there.
But nothing tasted worse. And only one thing tastes like this is a warm Keystone Light. They go down.
Gives
like
me indigestion.
They go down like razor blades.
I'll match it. Natty ice.
Any ice is tough because it's like gets ice viscous. Warm.
Oh, it was like drinking. It's like that is like almost like a milkshake.
The ice craze was so real.
Bud ice.
It was
natty
like when they started
ice.
Doing the Mustang 5.0s.
Yeah,
dude, those things were fantastic.
Do you remember? You guys were a little older, I guess, but I was in high school when the Molson Triple X dropped. Man, we got a case of that, and we all fist fought each other in my buddy's kitchen.
You're
it
like,
was just like, after six, you're like, get over here.
Yeah, you don't realize you're drinking malt liquor.
I know.
You're like, why do I feel sassy? Yeah.
We were like 16, just like fucking drinking like old prospectors.
My buddy Chad was out of town one time, and his dad, he was like, hey, my dad, or I think his parents were out of town, and he was with us, and he's like, there's a 12-pack of Miller Lite in my garage. You guys should take it. And it was skunked.
Oh.
And we opened it and started drinking it. And we're like, it was horrible. I remember that being like, oh, fuck, I don't like beer. Because it was young. It was like sophomore year.
Sure.
You guys are too old to miss. You guys both missed the original Four Loco phase, right?
Oh,
no,
I remember the original
that
hit Four
me
Loco.
In college.
I
right
never
out of
did
college.
It, but I remember people doing it and being like, I'm good.
Many security deposits lost during those 2 years.
Oh, my God. Pure destruction.
Oh, my God.
I like
dude.
That they're around now, and you're like, now we know what you are. Yeah, we know you're not
that's
as
pussy
bad.
Shit.
But they changed it. They changed
they
it.
Had
they took the caffeine out or something.
There was something about it that was like, oh, you're just drinking gasoline.
It took us 2 months to put it together what it was. Because you'd be like, did you hear fucking so-and-so got a DUI? And they'd be like, that's crazy. And then you hear so-and-so fucking hit so-and-so. You're like, that's nuts. So-and-so put his head through a wall. You're like, Jesus Christ. And you're like, oh, we were all drinking Four Loko. It was the only common denominator.
There's a cork board somewhere. where like, it's Four Loko. Yeah. What's interesting about that is like we talk about the original Four Loko the way that like older generations talk about Quaaludes.
Sure.
Where like you
or
can't
like
get them.
Coke in the 80s.
Yeah, but
you
they were like,
mean?
It was good. Dude, my mom one time talked about, because my mom and dad met in San Francisco in the 70s or whatever. And randomly one time my mom goes, yeah, your dad and I got coke so good one time, he wanted to go out dancing. She goes, your father never danced.
I must have been some good coke.
Yeah, and you just think of him being yacked out of his mind, being like, let's go to a dance club. And my mom's like, what?
He's got work boots on.
Yeah. He's just like, I feel like fucking, let's cut out of the hate. Let's get nuts.
Kevin, let's talk about true classics, baby.
True classics.
Talking about just heading to the gym. You don't got to wear the crappiest t-shirt that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look a little fresh. You want to feel great. True classics has you covered. True classics shirts are designed to accentuate your best features, no matter what your body type is.
Mm-hmm.
Tighter in the arms and in the chest. But a little perfect amount of room there for the midsection, if you know what I mean. It's for all you big boys out there.
Spare tire action.
You can't go wrong with True Classics. I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I hesitated because I couldn't fit into them.
Sure.
Then I got into them. Best t-shirt you'll ever own.
Yeah, the best part, True Classics sells their premium products in packs. Listen, I'm a set it and forget it kind of guy. You can get started with a 2 or 3 pack of t-shirts today and feel the difference for yourself. When I do it, I get 2 3-packs of the 3-packs. I go, give me 9 tees. I love them that much. I'm going to wear them every day. Let's go.
That's a lot of tees.
That's a lot of tees. Is it me or is that a lot of tees? They're ridiculously comfortable. It comes in a ton of great colors. They're fantastic. And then the old ones, that when they wear in and get really soft, I turn them into my night tees. That's what I wear to sleep.
That's the thing. That's how you know how it's a good t-shirt. After you wash it a few times, it gets better.
Uh-huh. If you're ready to upgrade your denim, too, you can check out True Classics Authentic Jeans. They got a slim fit in the legs without bunching, tons of room, and they're very easy to move and very comfortable with a little bit of stretch. So if you're ready to upgrade your closet, shop with our exclusive link at trueclassic.com/garbage and save up to 25% on your first order. Support the show and tell them we sent you. No matter how you move, make more of your 2024. Do it.
Kip, let me tell you about Lucy.
Yeah.
Gang, don't get your nicotine from the gas station. Get it sent straight to your door with Lucy. Lucy delivers 100% pure nicotine that's always tobacco-free.
Mm-hmm.
Choose between pouches, breakers, or gum. If you never tried Lucy breakers, you need to. They're nicotine pouches with a tiny little capsule inside that breaks with a bunch of flavor.
Uh-huh. Savor the flavor, baby.
Do it.
It's available in a bunch of different strains. Choose 2 milligrams. If you're new to nicotine, 4 or 8 milligrams milligrams for a daily habit, or 12 milligrams if you're really banging.
Jesus.
With flavors like mint, apple, ice, espresso, and mango, you're going to love it. They've been kind enough. They sent some to us. And let me tell you, the boys love it.
Mm-hmm.
People, guests come in or grab. Everybody's scooping it up. Everybody wants to get their hands on it. So spare yourself from that weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription to save 15%. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/garbage and use promo code garbage to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co, code garbage. You get 20% off and always free shipping. Do it.
Do it.
I do wish I was around for the Quaalude phase. It seems like an all right time.
The two places I would pick to go back in time were Quaalude phase, pre-AIDS phase.
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pre-AIDS.
That's all the same. That's the 70s, baby.
Dude, that's got to be nuts.
Woo!
Oh, dude, just having rando sex couple and then taking lemons. A Quaalude.
Yeah. Leonard Skinner concert.
Just talking about how you never use prophylactics.
Yeah.
Ew, I ain't in the army, man.
Yeah. I'm not a sailor. Get over here. Let's go see the Stones.
Yeah. Quaalude. In their prime.
I mean, 72 Stones.
Let's go.
No AIDS, full of Quaaludes.
Vietnam War winding down.
Oh, my God.
American Motor companies in the toilet.
You got some PTSD, but they call those nap nightmares. You had no idea. You're supposed to come back from war and act normal.
Yeah.
No wonder boomers aren't letting up the power. They never had therapy.
I remember before, obviously we were kids, before anybody was talking about that stuff, my buddy's dad was in Vietnam and he was like a ranger. Like he was in the shit.
Yeah.
In like 68. And we were down the shore one time and I was staying with him. You know the volunteer fire alarm? When that goes off, there.
Yeah.
He was taking a nap on the couch. We were laying there watching TV. That thing went
off. Had a kid in a headlock.
He jumps off the thing fucking over both of us and like squeezes our heads into his chest.
I'm not going to let you die.
I don't know who Charlie is. I'm not friends with a kid named Charlie. Yeah, dude, there was a kid that went to my high school whose dad was a NOM vet. I wasn't friends with him, but a friend of mine told me this story. He would fuck with his dad, and he would take books and fucking slam them on the floor, and his dad would be like, "Bah!" And he'd be like,
"Shitting
he'd be
himself." Like, yeah.
That kid went to jail.
Yeah, for sure.
He turned out to be a piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
But that was like, I remember being like, "Why would you do that to your dad?"
It's horrible, dude. I had my
dude, this kid
dress up like an NVA and just run across the lawn.
Just a rice hat, just a rice hat in your backyard.
Fucking like, light a strip of M80s.
What the fuck?
Black pajamas, dude, real quick streaking across the backyard.
So, dude, that kid was dangerous, and I won't give his last name, but this kid's name was Andy, and he was like a problem. He was like a legitimate problem. He got this kid that I knew whose dad was a cop to give him steal his dad's service revolver.
Jesus.
And then he took it and like threatened someone with it. And you're like, dude, that's a cop's gun. But one time, this was my like junior homecoming or senior homecoming. I thought that kid was gone. He was like a year older than me. He was gone. And my mom was out of town, so we had a party at my house. So my friends who weren't going to homecoming, I was like, you guys can get, like, fucked up at my house.
Sure.
And then I'll be back. Because, like, the girl I took wasn't into me, so I was dropping her off. And I was mad.
Weird sidebar. I got pussy, just not that night.
I did not. No, I never.
You guys hang tight. I'm going to go strike out.
I knew I was
She didn't like
out.
Cool guys and big dicks. Yeah. I don't know what her problem was.
Apparently, she doesn't like a guy who's into Macho Man. Yeah. But
she's like, he won't stop doing the voices, even during slow dance.
He watches wrestling. He says it's the Attitude Era. And you're like, it's the best thing going right now.
Dan, do you love me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Will you be my Elizabeth? And she goes, I don't know what that means. But
you showed up dressed for prom, dressed as the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, with arm tassels, a tuxedo with arm tassels.
Man, there was nobody sexier than that guy for a minute.
Oh, my God. That body.
Definition of roids.
But I had a crush on this girl. She went to a different school, and she just, like, strung me along. And then I asked her to my homecoming, and she's like, yeah, I'll go to homecoming. And then, like, 2 weeks before, she goes, so I'm dating a guy at my high school now. And I was like, huh? And I just was like, so are we still going to homecoming? And
she
was like,
shitty.
Yeah, I guess. And you're just like, yeah. You know. Right. It was just like going through the motions.
Were you thinking of trying to maybe you could still get her? Still get her away from this guy?
I was holding out hope.
Man.
And then
the idea is she's still going to go. Maybe it's something, you know, maybe she's like torn.
Not at all.
Nah, yeah. It was
dropped her off at home.
He picks her up.
Dude, I was so mad. Dude, I swear to God.
What's up? Have her home by 10. Yes,
I was
sir.
So mad. I dropped her off at home, and I was like, so that's it? She's like, yeah. And I was like, damn. And I'm like driving home, smoking a cigarette.
Thanks for leading me along, you stupid bitch. You lose it.
Kept working for a couple years. I didn't even give up then.
You still live on Cocktease Lane, yeah. By the way?
Oh, all right. I'll take a right. Oh, look at this cul-de-sac. I want to kill you. So I dropped her off, and I'm like mad driving home, just being like, feeling like an idiot.
Sure.
And I try to walk in my front door, but it's locked, and I'm like mad. So I start going like, duk, 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 duk. Open the fucking door. Duk, duk. And that kid opened my door. Attitude changed immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, hey,
what's
hi.
What's up, guys?
What are you doing? What are you doing here?
And I got like, pizzas coming.
Yeah, and he didn't know I lived there. And he was like, oh, all right, yeah. And I was like, hey, thanks, man. And there's nothing worse than going from angry to scared.
Oh, yeah. I did that not that long ago with an Uber driver. I was acting real tough because he didn't like come all the way up the street.
Sure.
And I was like, doing like this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then I walked over and I went to open the door and it was locked. And he rolled down the window and he's like, what's up, man? Is there a problem? And I'm like, no, I'm on the I was thinking of something else.
I'm an actor.
Bitched out.
I was practicing,
real quick.
So practicing a scene.
You go, no, you're cool. You're cool. You're so strong.
Yeah, no, something just happened upstairs. I'm sorry. And then I got in the car and I kept going into it to make sure he
therapy
knew.
Therapy, and he's just looking in his rear view, like, yeah, I know.
That's you always know someone's lying with the over explanation. No, because the car in front of you.
Yeah.
I got also, the phone call and
I'm
also
I'm a Sagittarius and a Jupiter
Tuesday
moon
right
rising.
Now. Yeah.
You start going to like girl shit. You're like, anyways, my astrology's all off. How are you doing?
Yeah, how's your day?
How are you doing? You seem like you're going through it.
Yeah, dude.
Angry to embarrassed is the worst drop.
This might be a deep cut, but I feel you're the person to ask this. Do you feel, because when you said the kid's name Andy, the way you said it sounded like he was the problem kid. Do you think there's any correlation between the name of the kid and the kid being the bad kid? Because I always feel like they had specific names, the ones that were terrors.
I had a theory on this.
You know
what's
what
your,
I mean?
What's your theory on
so it? So it's relatively kind of proven. The only reason I know this is because of my name. It's proven with Kevin in Germany. Kevin in Germany, they're like viewed as idiots.
Really?
Yeah, because it became a...
My brother-in-law's a Kevin, and he's smart as shit.
Yeah, you hear that, Germans? No,
take that, Krauts.
For some reason, a name becomes popular with like a socioeconomic group. And a lot of dumb, trashy, low-income families in Germany made Kevin just got popular.
I could
so
see
now there's
that.
a bunch of idiot kids from idiots named Kevin.
When I was in high school, one of the older kids that we were friends with started calling redheads Daryls.
Okay.
So you from Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay.
The kid's name was Daryl.
Uh-huh.
So that if someone was a redhead, you'd be like, yeah, that fucking
Daryl. Yeah.
And in my mind, whenever someone says Daryl, yes. I don't think of strawberry. I think of strawberry head kids.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I'm like, oh, yeah, redheads. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of that kid, Andy. The reason I said it like that is anyone that I grew up with knows exactly who I'm
talking
about.
Yeah, that's, but you said that.
That kid was
sounded like the bad kid.
Problem.
Yeah.
He was a problem where people were like scared of him. Like he was a bad kid.
Rickies could be a problem.
A Ricky could be a kid.
Bad.
Yeah, Ricky's a bad kid.
I think a Ricky Henderson.
True.
So I don't know. A Ricky could be a bad kid.
But now, but I know a Rick that's a goddamn sweetheart.
Good guy.
Ricky's
now,
bad.
I'm saying, but Rick can be all right.
I think it's what personally affects you. Like my dad, right? When my dad moved to Lake County, which is real trashy,
uh-huh.
He was dating this woman who lived in a double wide, and she had a kid named Neil, and I used to call him Fat Tit Neil. Because
FTM,
and he was a dickhead.
Okay.
So for a little bit, Neils to me were like, whenever I'd meet a Neil, sure. I'd be like, I don't know about you. But then I met one in high school that was a sweetheart.
Yeah, it's funny how that
but
goes into your
it
psychology.
It really affected me. But I'm trying to think of bad kid names. Ricky is top tier one. Because I remember a kid in elementary school named Ricky, and he was a problem.
I feel like all the Tommies, anybody that chose to go by the Y, the Dannys, the Tommies, they were.
My best friend's, I'm Dan, he's Danny, and he's a sweetheart. But Danny to me, I never rocked with Danny, but my friend Danny was still one of my best friends and a sweetheart. I would say, yeah, that Andy's got
a little stink on it.
For me.
But Andy also could be a nerdy kid, a sweet kid.
Could be. I don't know. That Andy was a problem. Everyone was like, dude, scared of him. He was fucking wild.
I've had a couple of bad Steves in my day.
Really?
Yeah.
Couple Steves.
Couple Stevens.
Stevens.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Steven, I think, wears a sweater to school.
Yeah, I think dork. No.
Yeah.
Steven is the way the teachers and the other parents would say. You mean Steven?
Yeah.
Because I think he was getting yelled at and sternly talked to so many times that Steve. He's no Stevie, I can tell you that.
What's crazy is I rocked Daniel until seventh grade.
That's really crazy.
I was Daniel up until seventh grade, and then I started going by Dan. And then in high school, I was just Soder.
What about the boys? The boys weren't calling you Daniel.
Soder.
You
I was Soder. I went by Soder so much that my friends, one of my best friend's older sisters at his high school graduation party was like, your name's Dan?
She was the fuck's this Dan guy?
Yeah, she was like, I thought you were just Soder. And I was like, well, I have a first. I'm not Madonna.
Artist formerly known as Daniel.
But yeah, I would go by Soder.
Some guys just fall into that category. Foley, I was obviously a Foley.
My mom calls him Foley.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be a Ryan.
My mom calls me Soder.
Really?
She has a different last name.
Mr. Soder.
She just goes, hey, Soder.
Like what's up, Danny Soder?
Yeah, Sadies. No, but she would go like, she'd be like, like, not all the time, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But she would be like, Soder, get in here, you know?
And you'd
be
sure, like, I get that.
Yeah, it still does it.
Yeah, my name never works. And when people over the years have tried, like, well, what's up, Ryan? You're like, no.
Nah.
Doesn't
well,
work.
Also, last name, first name.
Of course.
Two first names.
Yeah, two first names.
And Kevin is a good name. Foley. I know you as Foley.
That's a movie character last name.
Yeah.
Shut up, Foley.
Foley's a great
Kramer's
last name.
Kramer's a big one. Somebody Kramer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I had my buddy, there was certain guys that went by last names and certain guys that didn't.
What is that? What breaks that?
I don't
It's got to be the first name.
It's the rhythm of the last name.
It's the rhythm of the last name.
Yeah.
The rhythm of the last name.
My good buddy Seth Pollins in high school. We didn't call him Pollins. We called him Seth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We had two of my best friends, Garape. Great last name.
Mm-hmm.
That's Danny. But he would go by both. He was like a day walker.
Sure.
He could be Danny or Garape. And then my friend Fujak never went by Mike. It was always because Fujak's such a rare
Fujak's
name.
Fujak's good.
And a lot of offshoots. We'd call him Fu.
Jack something.
We'd call him Fu Tang.
That's pretty fun.
Fu was always the best one.
Fu's pretty good.
He's still on my phone. Is Fu.
What's Fu doing?
Fu right now lives in Denver, married, great guy.
That's what they're saying it, Fu.
Oh, yeah.
Is Fu working or is he
or
home?
Or when we'd be drinking in the garage and you'd show up, we'd go, Fu, Tang, Fu, Tang.
There you go.
That was fun.
A good time. One of those is nice.
Yeah. That was always a good one. Yeah, that is the first name and the last name.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a last name guy. Always been Soder.
Soder.
That's why when they were like, what are you going to call your podcast? I was like, I'll just call whatever people call me. Soder. You know?
Yeah.
Because then some people try to, you know this as a last name guy. Some people try to do a branding. You're like, no. It's got to be natural. Let them naturally get to it.
Yeah.
Do you ever have people, sometimes I'll get people, so what do I call you? Do I call you H? Do I call you Henry? Do I call you Foley?
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking asshole.
I don't know. Pick it. Yeah. What's crazy is my dad's family called me Danny. And so I would always be like, what? They'd be like, Danny. And you're like, no.
Danny's good, though. I like Danny. I love it, Danny.
It was good when I was little.
Sure.
My mom, when I was like 5 years old, my mom goes, can I call you Danny? And I go, can I call you Trish? She goes, all right. She's like, I guess it's Daniel. Until
try a cup of decaf, pal.
Yeah, I was just immediately fired back.
It's just formal, okay?
Yeah. Okay, I'm using the VU form, not the TU form. We get it, kid.
I was telling them the other day, it freaked me out. When I was real little, I went to Catholic school. And for a minute before fourth grade, we switched schools. And the teachers went by their first names, but it was like Miss Susie, Mr. Bob.
I don't like that.
Hated that shit.
Well, you know what's crazy? That's what a lot of black kids do. They'll call you like Miss Susie, Miss...
Sure.
Sure.
And when you get around that, you're like, what the fuck are you guys
doing? See, that I like because I feel like that's a term of endearment, a term of respect.
Sure. It is a sign of respect.
But it's jarring at first.
Sure.
You go, Miss Julia. Yeah. Who the fuck is Miss Julia? Well, my middle initial is E, right? And so when they'd call roll call, it would be Daniel E. So sometimes substitute teachers would go Danielle, and then you're getting laughed at.
Man.
Because everyone knows.
Bad day. That's when you fake a tummy ache and go,
Danielle. You go Danielle, and you're like, I'll fight all of you. I'll fight every single last one of you motherfuckers. I got a cock, and you know it. Now you just go, that's how I identify. Uh-huh. Now you just lean into it.
I would get Henrietta all the time.
Henrietta.
And Roly-Poly Foley.
Oh.
That lasted for a while.
Sorry about that.
Middle school, and they know if they're watching, they'd call me Odor instead of Soder.
Damn.
They go, what's up, Odor?
Odor's here.
Were you chubby? Because it sounds like a fat kid's nickname.
I was a tall, big-headed, gangly guy that was like, stop.
He's doing voices.
Odor. Stop. And they'd be like, hey, what's up, Odor? And you'd be like,
that's not my name.
Oh, shut up, it's Soder.
I took a shower this morning.
Yeah.
What did you call your, do you have a lot of aunts and uncles or no? Smaller family, right?
We have my dad's side was small. My mom's side's pretty big with cousins, but we would call all the cousins aunt and uncle. Like Uncle Steve, Aunt Betsy.
Call the cousins aunt and uncle? No.
It was my mom's first cousins.
Gotcha.
But I moved there when I was young.
Gotcha.
And same situation.
And so we would just be like, what am I going to call him, cousin? Yeah. That sounds country as shit.
When they're older.
Like, Cousin Steve.
Yeah, if they're a generation older, that's your aunt or
older,
your uncle.
Yeah. Aunt Mark, Aunt Annie, when really they were my mom's cousins.
Anybody not blood related to you that you would call uncle? Like maybe one of your dad's friends.
That's Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah.
No, my dad's friends, you just call them by their first name. There was Jim, Guy. There was like a couple other ones.
Really?
I had an Uncle Guy one time, and as a six-year-old trying to figure that out, I never met a guy.
Uncle that was dude. Same age when I met my dad's
I'm like,
friend,
Uncle
Guy.
Uncle Guy?
And he goes,
where's Aunt Lady?
Yeah. He goes, this is Guy. And you're like, what?
Yeah, dude, I couldn't wrap my head around
this. This is Uncle Buddy.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, that was always the one where I was like, what? Uh-huh. Is that his apartment complex? I was like, what's up, Guy?
What's up, bro?
He lived above him. I was like, oh, hey, Guy, I guess.
Mr. Guy.
We had a cousin who got older and tried to lose the term of the aunt and the uncle when he was about 22 and tried it at a 4th of July party.
Oh,
and
no.
And, dude, the family
big risk.
Turned on him.
Yeah. Big risk.
Dude, turned on him. Yeah, it was
what'd
bad.
You call me?
Yeah, what? Yeah, no. That's aunt when you're like, whew, okay.
He's like, sorry, Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt.
Sounds so disrespectful.
It does.
I don't know why. My parents were always, anybody that wasn't Uncle Mike, Aunt Colleen, if they were outside of the family, it was Mr. Riley, Mr. Wilson, always.
Manners.
Even when we got older.
Manners were big.
Well, we were terrible in the house.
I try to explain this to people. I could cuss all I wanted.
Sure.
But I could not say please or thank you.
Sure.
Of course,
that was very big. Yeah. My mom was like hyper vigilant about that.
Yeah, remember how brutal they were? Like like I was a good kid with please, thank you, manners to the adults. But even still, after it was already beaten into me for years, I could be halfway open the envelope with the card into it. Did you say thank you?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like, I'm going to fucking get to it.
I don't even know what it is.
There's something called timing, lady.
Yeah, I gotta gauge the reaction of the thank you.
Say thank
you. When you get a shitty gift and you have to go like, you give a shit thank you, you go thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, a towel.
Trapper Keeper. Cool.
A Garfield towel. Thank you.
I would like that.
That thing's going to stuff the doorway of my room when I'm getting high when I'm 16.
When I'm getting lifted later.
Yeah. When I'm all fucking baked out of my mind, I go, I got this Garfield towel. Yeah,
I'll be nutting on Garfield's face in a couple hours.
Thanks for the jizz rag, Nana.
Thanks, Trish.
Yeah. I'm going to be busting in Odie's face.
I remember one time, my brother, man, he still makes fun of me to this day. One Christmas, I was probably maybe 10, but I got a whole set of Smurf towels. I got the washcloth, I got the hand towel.
Full set?
Full set, dog, and I
loved it. At what age?
I was maybe like 10.
Okay.
And I started crying because I liked it so much.
Wait, like you won an award? Like an Oscar cry?
I started bawling as soon as I'd gotten the G.I. Joe headquarters. I'd gotten all this stuff. And I opened that up, and I started bawling, crying. My brother started dying laughing.
I mean, that is funny, because to bust your cry nut on Smurf towels.
On houseware.
You go, oh, my God. Oh, there's the bath towel.
They seem so plush.
Oh, there's the hand towel. I can tell these are ready to use. I don't need to wash them. That is pretty sick, though. Oh. A whole Smurf. You know what? That's like something that you wish you would have taken immediately and boxed up and then used at like 30.
Yeah.
Where you go, you know, I got a fresh set of Smurf towels.
Or if I would have thought, don't take that fucking G.I. Joe headquarters out of the box and fucking put that away.
You could be selling that for money now.
Instead, you're like,
I want to play with it. I would have lost the goddamn war.
I got to get peanut butter on this immediately.
Dude. How do I get chip grease all over this expensive toy?
This is cool, but I got to break something on it.
I always loved when you get a cool toy and then completely fuck up the stickers that were supposed to go on.
Oh, I never had the patience. And my dad didn't either.
Yeah, we're like, I don't know, you want to play with the car? And you're like, I'm supposed to put stickers on it?
Uh-huh.
And then you're just like finding things with stickers all over with like flames that you were supposed to put on a car.
Once you got that fucking American flag on the jet crooked, it just took you out of it.
Yeah, it really
I couldn't
did.
Imagine.
You're like trying to play war and you're like, I don't know, I just feel like they wouldn't have fucked up the
floor. Still, a paint job would have been better.
Yeah.
Guys, aesthetically, we've already lost this war.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The enemy's not going to take us seriously.
We look like a bunch of bozos. Yeah. How do these planes match?
Cobra Commander goes, look at them. They can't even get their flags right. Yeah,
your training program's a week.
That always, I remember my dad got me the Ninja Turtle van, and I fucked up the stickers. And I was like, damn. Mm-hmm. There were supposed to be like little pizza things that would shoot out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I never put the pizza on it, so just like
a little
brown
disc. Yeah. I remember that.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'll make them bombs or something.
They were manhole covers, weren't they? Oh, boy. Adam and Eve time, baby.
Shove something in you.
Naughty time. Look out. You want to thank your mom in the house for Mother's Day this year? I got it for you. Here we go. A crib trip to Adam and Eve is all she's going to need.
Wait, your mom or what are you talking
about? The mom of the house.
Uh-huh.
Your wife.
Which on the weekends, it's me. How you doing?
Well, let's see weekend. If you're looking for whips and chains, they've got you covered, gang. We're talking strap-ons, butt plugs, flavored lube. Woo-wee!
It's called butter in my house.
They got the whole spread over there, gang. Do yourself a favor. Get over there. Get some weird going on in your house, whether you're by yourself or whose mom. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Just make a move, dude.
Talk to the mailman, the neighbors, something. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve is one of the oldest companies in the adult industry out there, so you know you can trust them. They're even the only adult retailer to accept no questions asked return on sex toys. Listen,
Hello? They
ain't opening that box between you and me. So if something doesn't work out for you, you can get your money back and find what does. We've got an awesome deal for Are You Garbage listeners. Go to adamandeve.com and select almost any item, and you'll get 50% off plus free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So head over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the code GARBAGE. Again, that's code GARBAGE at adamandeve.com. Do it.
Yeah. Were you a model guy when you were a kid?
Here's the thing. My stepdad tried to get me into models, so he bought me the Batmobile, the Tim Burton Batmobile.
Okay.
And then once we made it, there was too much glue on it, and the wheels didn't move.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this doesn't go with my action figures. Mm-mm. And he was like, no. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Models to me were like...
Everything's got to be the scale for me when I was a kid.
To me, models were the equivalent of sparkling water to soda. Where you go, I just want soda. I don't want sparkling water.
I want the toy.
Yeah, I don't want the toy.
I wanted to do them. I thought, like, when you see somebody that really knows how to do them, like, make one of those things, it's unbelievable. It's like the coolest toy ever. Mine never looked like that.
I know. Mine was always glue heavy. It would always be like fat lines of glue on it. And you're like,
never had the steady hand to pull it off.
What kid was
I was also
doing
in a
that.
Rush. Also, did you ever go to a kid's house? And they had the planes on the strings.
Yeah.
And
you what? Go, no.
And you go like this. Let's get up on that bed and pull those down.
Yeah.
Let's play with
shit.
Them. And they'd be like, no.
Yeah.
And
you're like, that was the whole
well,
point.
I'm not hanging out with you anymore.
Rip those things down and let's start a couple bombing runs.
Let's have a dog fight. Yeah.
Were you guys hanging out at a museum? Who had that kind of
stuff?
Oh, my brother. My brother was really meticulous. He was good with models. He'd make cool models. And he'd have like four or five planes hanging in his room.
That's
on
exactly it.
And I'd go in there, man, and like try to play with it on the thing.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Oh, you're
whipping it around.
That's what it is. Because you would want to do that. You go, well, it's on the string. Let's take it out back and fucking
whip it.
Fucking awesome.
Dude, I never got into models. It was always too much. I'd rather just.
Snap tights I could do because I was dumb. Yeah. I could do a snap tight all day. Make a
I would rather make a car out of Legos and use it with my action figures.
I never had any of that shit. I had a remote. I got a remote control boat one time for Christmas.
Mm.
Man.
Mm.
And we waited. I had a dude. We got it for Christmas. And my dad was renting a house at the time after they got divorced. And there was a pool from the person. There was a pool in the back, but it didn't open up until fucking June. So I had to sit with this, and he got it.
For Christmas?
For Christmas, and the package was all dented. It was like, must have been the last thing. You know the
fell off
you know,
a like, truck?
You know the plastic
boat got repoed.
Like the plastic window that would be on those big boxes?
Absolutely.
It was slit like that, and I don't know. It was probably return.
Bunch of bricks of coke in the hall.
Yeah. He's
like, we gotta take this to Cuba.
Yeah.
What?
I got a friend named Emilio waiting on this. I got my
We used it. It sunk immediately. Didn't even get the motor running, just put it in and sunk to the bottom of the pool, and we had to wait until fucking June to get it out.
That sucks.
My stepdad was really my first stepdad was very mechanical. He could build stuff, right? And so we got these RC cars. He bought me and him each an RC car.
They were awesome.
And he was like, we're not playing with them yet. And I was like, why? I want to play with the RC car. And he's like, hold up. And then he put giant wheels on them.
Sure. That was big back in the probably early 90s, mid 90s.
There was two classifications. There was the shitty ones from Radio Shack and then the ones you're talking about where you had to have a dad or an uncle or an older brother that fucked and knew about that kind of stuff.
And my stepdad was like, listen, I think your love of wrestling is gay. He wasn't into football.
Let's talk about horsepower, baby.
But he was into NASCAR when no one was into it. He was like, sure. Loved Richard Petty. He like loved, he would watch like drag racing, like mm-hmm. the real shit.
Drag racing is a different kind of dirtbag.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that was, Nick would take me to like, to races, to like the Western Stock Show. He sure. loved all that shit.
Dude, talk about a dude who loved ESPN3.
Yeah.
No, he liked ESPN before ESPN was ESPN. When ESPN only showed car racing, occasionally college basketball, mm-hmm. but it was mostly like motorsports.
Dude, my stepdad showed me race car bloopers.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 8, and it was mostly just people dying looking back at it, but it was fucking, it was rad. I watched a guy get ran over by Gravedigger,
dude,
and I was like, how did he not die?
Dude,
and my stepdad goes, Those are like real big balloons.
He got hyped. He got hyped to get his tickets to Truckosaurus Rex, but it sold out.
Damn, I wanted to see that thing whole life.
Bigfoot,
big fucking Truckosaurus Rex coming
out. Bigfoot
down?
And Gravedigger were his like. That was his. Well,
on Wildwood's Boardwalk, you used to be able to get a ride in Bigfoot or Gravedigger. I think they switched back. It was like that was the first time I found out there was multiple of those trucks running around.
The Bigfoot
country.
Was
that's
the original.
Yeah. When Bigfoot was the big,
because there then, wasn't that much paint and there wasn't that much pizzazz on.
No, he was blue with the gold logo on the side that said Bigfoot, mm-hmm. and he would crush cars.
Yeah.
Gravedigger came around and everyone's like,
yeah,
kind of like Bigfoot was Hulk Hogan. Gravedigger was Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, we're churching. We're putting a lot of lipstick on this thing.
Where you go, this thing's sick.
Yeah.
But Nick was like, and shout out to Nick. Nick liked to build things and stuff. He was always like in the car. He built a dirt bike in our garage. He was like awesome. But he built these RC cars that he's like, no, because they'll get stuck if they go in the grass. This way they can go in the grass. They can go on. So you could just take it and like crank that wheel on the side of the thing and it mm-hmm. would go. Dude, I had them until I moved out in high school. Like they still worked.
That's awesome.
He made them last and it was awesome. Then my dad lived with this alcoholic named Jim who was like kind of brilliant. And they were like lake people. So they lived near Clear Lake, this giant lake. And he built a duck that would go up to 80 miles an hour on the lake.
Ran on moonshine.
Dude, he would just get fucked up.
Like a duck? Like a small duck?
Like it looked like it was a plastic duck. And he put like a boat, like a mini boat engine on it, but juiced it. And then my dad.
You see my duck move?
Dude, my dad one time was like, Jim's going to launch his duck. Do you want to go watch it? And he would give it names like Duck Off or Duck and Rad. He would like give it like that. And Jim was like one of those guys where his fingers were yellow from smoking too many Winstons. And then he was like, he made potato guns out of PVC pipes.
Yeah. Sure. And dude, I knew that guy.
Dude, I swear to God, this is one of my favorite visits. It got sad by the end of the visit. But there were highlights, the highest of highs and lowest of lows of me visiting my dad when I was 12. It was the last time I saw him healthy before he died. But he was full on trailer trash, drinking morning, noon, and night. Stayed at Jim's house, very haunted. Him and Jim lived together.
Really?
They had a sawed off shotgun under the couch that they just kept. It was a pump handle, wasn't a shot off. Pump handle shotgun, just in case. They had a cat named Tough Cat, TC, who would kill squirrels, mole, like rat moles and shit, like big fucking lake rats, and he would drag them to the front door.
Yeah, sure.
So you'd open them as a present, and you'd be like, oh, shit.
God damn.
But I stayed there for like 3 weeks. I wanted to go back to my grandma's because I was like, this is scary. You guys are scaring me. But all we did was listen to Jerky Boy albums. My dad would get blackout drunk with Jim on the front porch.
Sounds like you're in a frat.
Dude, it was wild. They had a parade in Lakeport. And Jim built a potato gun, and we were firing potatoes at the fucking parade.
See them pussies down the hill?
Dude, just going like, he would grease up a potato, pull it in, and then he had a starter, like a switch starter that would shoot it, and it would go, thunk, and he would just fire it over the house, and I was like, this is awesome. I remember being 12.
They shall march in the dark.
And being like, dude, can I move in? Mm-hmm. Fuck school. I don't want to live in Colorado. I want to live in Lake County, California. And
so
he was like,
dangerous.
Dude, so dangerous. Yeah. He was probably hurting people. But I remember.
Not probably. He was hurting people.
But I remember they took a case of beer in a cooler filled with vodka and rum, and we sat on the shore of the lake down by the docks, and he put that duck on there and was like, I'm gonna like scare people in boats. And he would just go like,
think of that.
And he would like go across the water.
Guys diving off a bass boat.
Dude, it was wild. Because a lot of people would go bass fishing in that lake. Dude, it was wild.
Damn.
I think Jim's definitely dead right now. I know Jim tried to fuck my dad's ex-girlfriend seeing Judge Dredd at the drive-in. And I remember that was a problem they had when I was staying with him.
With Stallone?
Yeah. My dad was like, you took her to the Judge Dredd? He goes, we both fell asleep. And they were like mad. And I was like, I think this is bad.
Any movie but Sly's movies.
I am the law. And they're both like, yeah,
the house was haunted?
100%.
Are you a haunted guy?
Yeah.
Or you are?
The house we lived in when I was born in Connecticut was haunted.
Really?
My mom was like, it was haunted. My mom used to work, when she was in college, she worked at the hotel that The Shining is based off of.
Oh.
In Colorado. And she would like,
Jesus, she worked out there?
Sage this place.
Where they filmed it?
It was the exterior shots were filmed there. It's the Stanley. I think it's the Stanley Hotel.
Holy shit.
And my mom worked at the restaurant. And she said she would close up for the night and be opening for breakfast. And she would close. And she would come back into the hotel and all the chairs would be on the tables. And not like porters didn't do that. Like,
yo,
it would be like upside down and weird and they'd be stacked. And she'd be like, And she said the hotel staff was like, yeah, it's haunted. Like the Stanley's like very haunted.
And your house that you were born in.
So my grandma.
They're probably attached to her.
Yeah, they probably globbed on.
Probably been following around this whole time.
Well, this was like.
So he got stuck with me.
He's been dead for 80 years. Haunted,
you see him? You see the whole time? You go, you can see that guy?
He used to be a Catskills comedian back in the day.
Let me get a smoke.
So my mom, the house that I lived in when I was a baby, my grandma came to visit from San Francisco, my dad's mom. And my dad was a bartender, so he'd get home late at night. And our guest room was like on the main floor, which was like you'd come in the garage, and then in the garage there was a bedroom, and then the stairs up to like the kitchen and shit.
Mm-mm.
Because it was like a ranch style upstairs, but then the basement. And my grandma was like, well, yeah, you came home last night at like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. He's like, I wasn't home till 3 a.m. And she was like, oh, well, the lights were going on and off, and you were walking up and down the stairs. And my dad was like, that wasn't me. And my mom was like, yeah, that was pretty common in her house. You would, like, hear it. You would, like, hear something walking up and down the steps, and you'd go look, and there'd be nothing there.
Fuck that.
Fuck that,
and so
dude.
I'm like, yeah, you know, it makes sense. I don't know. I feel like we don't know enough about the world to be like, ghosts aren't real, but I don't know if I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't real and I'm dumb.
What would you see in your dad's house with Jimmy?
Oh, dude, shit would move. She would move in a way that you're
that
like.
That was the ducks.
Yeah. Or Tough Cat.
You got a motorized bed sheet flying around.
He's
this
like,
place.
Me. I'm fucking with the kid. But like, I remember like a door opened and slammed shut and both my dad and Jim were asleep and I was sleeping on the couch and it like didn't open like the wind opened it. It opened like whoop, bam. And I was like, oh shit. And then the next night I was like, I told my dad and he goes, yeah, there's some stuff that happens here.
I would have been fucked. First of all,
I went back to my grandma's. I think that was like the night or two before I was like, yeah, I'm going to go stay at Nana's.
100%.
I don't want to sleep here anymore.
I'm getting up that night.
I didn't sleep that night.
Dude, I'm turning every light in the house.
That was the TV was on.
I'm screaming. Everybody get up.
Yeah.
Until
sunrise.
It was the door to the kitchen.
Might as well make a little breakfast.
Why is everything better during the day?
I don't know, man.
Hey,
but
dude, that the second that sun breaks, woo,
scary. That's I honestly fell asleep at like 7 a.m. And my dad woke up and I was like, the door slammed. He goes, now that happens. And you're like,
nah.
What's this?
Hey,
casual
man, how
behavior?
About a fucking heads up?
Yeah. You want to tell your child, your 12-year-old boy, where mystical shit happens to kids all the time? Ooh. It was wild, dude. That was like a visit, like I said, highest of highs, lowest of lows.
I've said this before, but I stayed at my buddy's house, and his great aunt was staying there, and she had night terrors.
Oh, that's a haunting in itself.
Dude, and she would go, you just hear down the hallway, ooh! No, no. And I was like, dude, give me a fucking heads up.
Hey, buddy, somebody's really giving it to her, huh?
Yeah. Damn, all right, get it, auntie. You just like hear that clapping noise. Dude, my buddy had a night terror in front of me in seventh grade, and it was fucking horrible.
My college roommate, every now, shout out to Flip, would sleep with his eyes open.
That's wild.
Dude, I'd wake up, and he'd just be, because we're next to each other, and he'd just be staring
that
at me.
Sleep
I'm
breathing?
Like, what'd you do last night? He's like...
Because it just looks like they're going through
it. I was like, you all right, man? Yeah, it looks like he's stressing.
Real cool squad you got there,
dude.
Kippy.
And I was like, dude, you see with your eyes open? He's like, yeah, it happens sometimes. I'm like, let me know.
My friend woke up and grabbed me screaming.
Nope.
And I was like, nah! I had a joke about it on my Netflix special, but it's true. That was like actually happened. And then I went downstairs with his stepdad, and we were just sitting in the living room while my friend's mom was talking to him, and my friend's stepdad goes, yeah, he gets those sometimes.
Oh,
and you're like,
man.
All right, well, I like he had like an army blanket on me. I was sitting on the couch like.
You got one of those aluminum victim blankets on you.
It's the silver ones for tornado victims.
You got anybody we can call?
Yeah, I was like, it was wild. I've never seen someone flip out like that.
Yeah.
But I guess Louis Katz told me a story. He was on the road with Kurt Metzger, had night terrors.
Fuck that.
They would like wake up and dude, that's like, you can't, they're sleepwalking, but they're afraid for their life.
Yeah. We did it one time. We stayed at, I remember it was this, the Sayreville Mansion or the Sayre Mansion in Bethlehem or PA. Me, him, Cotton, and someone else. And we checked in. They're like, welcome to the Haunted Mansion.
Nope.
And we pulled shifts. Like, we were like Forrest Gump and Bubba.
Dude.
Just fucking, lean on me. We ain't got to sleep with our heads in a bud.
Yeah, dude. And then that sun comes up and you're like, finally.
Yeah.
The grace of God.
But you're so tired. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling ghosts right now, start doing some daytime activity.
You want to make some noise?
I'm telling you right now, there's a whole market of
separate
daytime.
Yourself from the pack.
Yeah, start slamming doors during the day.
How about picnic haunting?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they do when you see those videos. It is during the day.
Really?
Those are doctored.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, that house, you know, my grandma died recently, so I don't ever have to go back to that town. But every time I drive by it, I'd be like, that house is definitely haunted.
Yeah.
You catch a feeling sometimes.
Yeah.
The smell, too. You're like,
that's or it gets cold.
A cold smell. Anytime the
temp cold and the smell, that's on it.
that's
in every goddamn movie.
Yeah, when it gets cold, you're like, what is up?
I don't know how you still. I would have been. I
was just in a hotel in D.C. that I felt like it was haunted. I just felt like it.
I'm out.
It was like an old hotel, and you're like.
Yeah, I switch.
I would switch rooms. I would find bottle caps. From water, like this weekend, I found bottle caps in places where I was like, and I check all the bottles of water I had, and they all had their caps, and I'm like, why is a fucking bottle cap in here? That's probably also me being a lifelong weed smoker.
Yeah.
That I'm like,
this isn't even my room.
Yeah. How did I get in here? Whose ladies' clothes are these?
I've had that where I checked into a hotel, and I guess they marked it as clean, and it wasn't clean.
I've had that in Austin.
And you go in, and you're like, somebody was just sleeping in here.
Dude, the bed is all fucked up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Someone was just in here. And
I moved hotels
late at night. Mad late at night, I checked in. And I don't know if they were still in there or they checked. There was no luggage, but I went in.
You feel like they could walk in and go, excuse me?
It was like 2 a.m. because we got in late somewhere. And I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. I went into a hotel one afternoon in Austin for my cousin's wedding. And it was like a cheap hotel. And I walked in and the bed wasn't made. And like there were towels on the floor. And I was like, what's up? And they go, oh, sorry. And you're like, no, not oh, sorry. I'm going to the Hilton. What is this? I spent all of my Hilton points.
Because somebody could freak out and kill you if that happened.
Yeah, dude.
I would lose it.
It's a B&E in their eyes.
I bend down just in dark with my night vision goggles on. Welcome.
The trap is set.
I had blood on my windows in Austin. There was blood on the blinds, and I was like, it's Texas.
No way.
Nope. Now we dropped him off at a very bad hotel.
La Quinta.
The first time we went down to Moon Tower, we took him down, and we had to put him at like the cheapest. And also that weekend, all the hotels are full.
Yeah.
We were a last-minute ad, so we were like the only hotel. It was on the bad side of town, dude. We dropped him off. There was
the
outdoor pool was empty.
Yeah, dude. When you go to a hotel
which
like
is
that,
bad for Texas.
That's for hooker and drugs.
Yeah. Or 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Someone's getting a nut off or someone has been brutally murdered in that place.
Or it's a comic on the up and up.
I've stayed in some shit hotels, dude. The wildest one I stayed in because of comedy was I was doing a show in Albany, outside of Albany, and the guy double booked headliners, so he didn't have money for a hotel. So he put me at the Sunset Inn by the Albany Airport, and it was horrible. Yikes. You heard people doing drugs. You heard people like, and you're like, they're not smoking weed. Mm-hmm. That's not weed. Dude. That's methamphetamine.
Yeah, when you hear the butane.
Yeah.
Dude, where were we? I want to say like San Fran or San Jose or something, where there's all those homeless people in the hotel.
Oh, that's fun.
Remember
homeless
we were
people
like,
in the hotel?
They were out in the lobby and the security wasn't doing anything.
That's wild.
Remember there was that group of people came real late. They were all like street people.
Sacramento.
Might have been. It was Sacramento. Yeah.
Sacramento's got a wild one. They don't use the hotel anymore, but the one across from the Punchline was like kind of like these apartment ones where just like the doors went outside, which immediately you feel very vulnerable.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's where you put the fucking desk up against the door.
100%.
And one time I was getting the rental car, you know, like I had a rental car because I was going to go visit my grandma. And I remember I was like pulling out of the parking lot and there was like a drainage ditch. And I saw four people come out of the drainage ditch to walk up on the street. I was like, I don't know about this hotel.
Yeah, that's bad.
Maybe that's where the gym is. I don't know.
I asked Molly for from Punchline. I was like, hey, you guys use that hotel? She's like, oh, we stopped using that hotel a while ago. And you're like, I can see why.
Dude, I did one that was, it used to be the Comedy Zone or something in Harrisburg Did you ever do that one?
No.
It was in the hotel. Yeah. The club was in the hotel, and I mean, it might have been it was all one floor.
Yeah.
So it was a 7-second walk from your door to the show. Nowhere to go, no car, dude. I remember it was the flooring was the same material in the hallway as it was into the room.
That's weird.
It just went in.
Just nonstop floor.
It was bad.
You're just doing jokes.
There was
jokes.
No, like, I'm in the room.
You just look down at the floor and you're like, am I in my room or on stage?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's fucking wild.
It was tough. It was not a good one. But I mean, we got to wrap it up. We didn't even get to any fucking questions here.
I know.
It's always a good time.
Damn,
with
I didn't even realize we were talking that long.
Yeah, we talked for an hour.
I thought we genuinely were starting the podcast, though. I was like, yeah, that ghost talk, whatever.
We can run through a couple questions here.
Please.
Let's do it. This seems like a home run. I never thought of it. This is from Dust-O-Matic. Hey, gang, $10 homie, never had one red. Is it garbage to buy a tuxedo from a rental shop that's going out of business?
No, I'm garbage, but that's a good move.
That's a great move, because think about it. You wear it once every 2 years, maybe.
It's going to be clean.
Yeah, get a tux on. You don't want to.
It's the same as renting one because so that many people have used it. You're just the last user.
If you're comfortable renting one, you should be comfortable buying one from a rental place.
Exactly.
Because you're just taking it home,
keeping it.
Wash it once or dry clean it, you know, whatever. Uh-huh. And then it's yours.
It's trashy, but I feel like if you buy a new tuxedo, you're a sucker.
Someone better buy it for you.
Yeah.
Me
sure.
Buying a tuxedo for a wedding?
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm never going to be in another position to wear a tuxedo.
Yeah,
I hope
I'm not
I never
James
am.
Bond.
Yeah,
what am I doing? Do I think I'm going to cocktail parties?
I mean,
I can make deviled eggs at home.
Any wedding I'm in, I'm.
Give me your root beer.
Wear a diet.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. Buy a rented tuxedo.
We were talking to Sal Vacano about it. He goes, I'm going the other way, and he's famous enough in like, hey, I do me type thing. Where he goes, no collared shirts, no dress shoes.
I love that.
We'll put
he's
a jacket
doing the
on.
Tea and the sport
tea
coat.
Tee and a sport coat.
Nice jeans.
Well, then you look like a startup CEO.
Yeah.
You go, I'm actually.
Synergy.
There's a new app I'm working on that maps the human genome.
Yeah. Seinfeld really has it down. He's got the perfect rich guy look. Nice sneakers, jeans.
I modeled my entire existence off the show Seinfeld. I wanted to live in an apartment with good sneakers. Mm-hmm. And just have weird friends.
Eat a lot of cereal.
Yes.
I love cereal.
Big boxes.
Big boxes.
Never saw those tiny boxes in Jerry's apartment.
Nah, Jerry never had them.
Alphabetical order, though.
Great.
Jerry's got it like that, bro.
He did drink a lot of 10K. I don't know if you noticed that.
What's
on the show.
10K?
You remember 10K, right? The sports drink?
Yeah.
Had a little bit of fizz to it.
Yeah.
Really?
It was almost like Allsport.
Yeah.
Do you remember Allsport?
I hated that. It wasn't enough of a soda or a Gatorade.
It felt like European Gatorade.
Yes.
You're like, what are you guys doing? It was like Gatorade if it had foreskin.
Ah,
you're like, I don't know what this is. This is disgusting.
I hated that shit.
Allsport made me mad one time when I bought it. And as a Niner fan, Jerry Rice promoted it. And I was like, well, I got to get behind my man, JR. Mm-hmm. And it sucked.
Yeah.
And we have a little bit of a follow-up. Do you remember the pawn scheme that we couldn't wrap our head around?
Yes.
Okay.
This guy used pawn shops and credit cards to get like cash advances, and we couldn't really wrap our head around it. We have an update.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a pawn shop, by the way? None of us have.
Explain the whole thing, what the guy did.
Pawn shops, I understood the use, but when I needed a pawn shop, mm-hmm. I was working at a radio station in Tucson when I had like zero money.
Sure.
My friend Greg Rampage USA, he gave me the New Music Test Department, which was a Sunday show on KFMA where we would play new bands. So what would happen is the record labels would send us these albums but they would be hole punched on the barcode, so you couldn't resell
them. Gotcha.
So what would happen is I'd get these stacks of fucking albums, and I'd put them in a box in the back of my car in the Stratass, and then I'd go to Zia Records, right?
Uh-huh.
And Zia Records, I would just give them this box of albums, and they'd be like, go look at the store. And then I'd come back, and they'd go, do you want $238 store credit or $150 cash? And I'd be like, give me that cash.
Yeah, you need that
so
cash.
So that was my pawn shop.
That was pretty good. That's so, a pretty good racket. Scam.
And shout out to Shanda, who was promotions director. She would get these giveaways for Fry's groceries where it would be $100 for a Fry's gift card.
Damn.
And I'd be like, is that only food? And she'd be like, you can use it on cigarettes. And
bingo.
The money you didn't use, you got back in cash.
What?
It was the best, dude.
I'm telling you right now. It was the wild, wild west back then, before computers.
They were $100
gift cards.
So you could go buy one pack of cigarettes, get 89
buy
bucks
five
back.
Packs of cigarettes.
I mean, back then, the cigarettes in Tucson, cigarettes were like $3, $4. You get 96 bucks back.
Holy
and
shit.
And then go buy weed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
go right to the plugs
that's
house.
A great time.
But what's the
All right, so $10 homie, follow up on the pawn scheme. I bought a PS5 for $600 on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I pawned it for $350 cash for 30 days. 2 weeks later, I reclaimed it for $415. Then I returned it for a full refund.
Got it.
Oh, that's what we were missing
out. That's a good scheme.
So I spent $65 in the end, but he got to operate with $350 cash.
I will say that reminds me of, and I think I've said this scheme before on a podcast. It definitely wasn't this podcast, but what we used to do with PS2s, would PS2s would break. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you would do is you would go buy a new PS2 with cash at like Target.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the PS2. You would open it slowly,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that. You would unglue the things and open the PS2, take the new PS2 out, remove the barcode on the bottom that they would scan through the box. And then you would switch it with the broken one. So you take the broken PS2 with the new barcode, put it back in the box.
Pretty good.
Sign it up. Go back to Target and go, this PS2 doesn't work. And they scan the barcode and they go, it's the same PS2. Here's your money back. And you go, give me my money back. I got a new PS2. Flipped it.
Man.
That's...
Till Andy came and stole it from
me. And pawned it.
Dude, he would have taken it. He could have taken it and I would have given it to him.
I got an extra controller too.
Heard you boys got a new scam going.
Yeah, he would have rang my doorbell and I'd be like, you want me to go get the PS2? Do you want Madden 01? Do you want Madden 01 and Tekken Tag?
All right, here we got one more. This is from Willie Quastigan. Is it garbage if your wife's uncle used to lift up your nieces and nephews all the way up in the bucket of a tractor and then dump them in the above ground pool?
Very fun.
I mean,
that's a fucking white trash party.
But that is absolutely white trash amusement park.
Dude, the dumping. That'd be one thing to jump out, but the actual dumping into the pool.
Here's the thing is, that is heavy machinery. So there's no, after you hear a don't, stop.
You're
stop,
going.
You still have to go.
Yeah.
You can't hold on. It's more dangerous to hold on in that situation.
Sure, you got to just roll with it.
There's a Keystone Light in the cup holder of that cab.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's a lot of heaters.
He's laughing with a cigarette bouncing in the corner of his mouth going, it scares the shit out of these kids. Watch them jingle it a little bit.
One kid's hanging
on. Yeah, that's how you make an X Games athlete.
Yeah, dude.
Just like, I'll do a flip into it.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn, gang.
Man, what a home run. Ladies and gentlemen, the new special is on the road.
Yes.
Mr. Dan Soder.
You guys
check
rule.
Out his podcast every week. Soder, mm-hmm. unbelievable. One of the best, as we always say.
Yeah, we're going to have you guys on.
Well, yeah, of
love
course.
It.
Come
love
hang
to do
out
it.
On the couch.
Of course.
Anything else you want the folks out there to know? Anything coming
Plug
up?
Dates.
I'm on the road, dansoder.com. I'm going to be doing the full run of Bert Kreischer's tour. I'm very excited for that. That's going to be a blast. And then, I'm on the road, dansoder.com.
Great. Kippy? Gang, this weekend we are our second show at the Wilbur. Still has some tickets left. Get that.
Yeah.
We will also be in Connecticut this Friday. Get tickets there. District Music Hall, I believe it's called.
Gang, we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.